This is CliffCentral.com. Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com.
What if you were told you were going to live to 200 years old? Imagine living to 200 but not feeling over 100 years old. As Sanlam turns 100, they're looking ahead to the future. The 200-Year-Old is a future-facing podcast based on leading science and expert opinion, featuring the voices of Nambita Mpilwana and Tapela Mokoena. It's the story of Lesedi and Daba, told in the year 2218, and it's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the 200yearold.co.za to listen, or find out more on cliffcentral.com.
Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com.
Hello everyone, my name is Subi Moya Arnold and welcome to this session of Future CEOs and my favorite session out of the week. It's called hashtag Power Woman. Now, Future CEOs out there, Power Woman for me is so close to my heart because on this platform, on my show Power Woman, I'm here to celebrate and I'm here to be motivated and I'm here to uplift women from all sorts of entrepreneurial journeys and highlight the way that they have envisioned a career path that is above and beyond the expectations of the ordinary South African woman. And without any further ado, I'd like to welcome a woman who is ahead of her time in my eyes. She is the chairwoman of Girl Code, Uzandile Kibine. Did I pronounce that?
Kibine.
Kibine.
Thank you for having me, Libby. This is amazing. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with a quote. And let's break it down, okay? And you know what? I love what you do. We're going to kind of unpack everything that you've done, where it all began, what you're currently doing at the moment, and where you want to see yourself in 10 years' time. So here's my quote. Besides encouraging girls to take up more maths and science subjects, let girls know about the different fields they can go into with coding and other STEM subjects. Knowledge is power. If they know more about it, they can get excited about it. Find real people who do it. Find yourself a mentor.
I love it. I actually love it. So for me, it speaks to what I believe, right?
Yeah.
If you don't see it, you don't know that you can be it.
Yeah.
And that's what Girl Code is about. That's what I'm about.
Yeah.
It's about going back into those areas and showing young girls that there are people who look like you, who come from the very same situation that you are in,
yeah,
and they've made it. You know, they're doing amazing
things.
They've
broken those barriers.
They've broken the barriers. They've broken the glass ceiling.
Kibine.
Kibine. Yes.
I'm going to call you Miss Kibine from now on. Absolutely, yes.
So it's important to have mentors. It's important to have role models that you can look up to because those people, you know, say to you that it's possible, that just like her, I can make it. And that's, you know, more women need to come to the forefront so that we see that they are there and we can aspire to be like them.
You know what? I'm all about breaking those glass ceilings and changing the narratives and being our own best versions of ourselves and changing that status quo. And I think the social mindset and the social structures of patriarchy have told us that boys do this job mm-hmm. and girls do this job. It's so separated and that's where equity and equality come in. Tell me about your thoughts about that.
Yeah, so like you rightly said, and in the tech space, right, it's very divided. There's a lot of males, in particular white males, that have dominated the space, right? And so what that has done as society is it's told young girls that this is not a space for you. This is not a space that you should be playing in.
Especially young black girls.
Especially young black girls. And for me, that's wrong. You know, we need to go back and say, you can play in the space. We need to get those women that are in the space and show the young girls the amazing work they're doing and saying, how do we start lifting each other up? You know, so there's a lot of women that when they're at the top, they're comfortable to be at the top alone. And for me, that's completely wrong. And we'll never actually get to gender equality if we don't make it a personal mission to say, I'm at this level. How do I bring up 10 more girls to come with me? You know, so we shouldn't be threatened with each other. We need to start collaborating so that there's more girls in the space.
Let's take it back to the very, very beginning. Who is Uzandile Kibine? How did you grow up? Where did you grow up? What kind of little girl were you?
I think I grew up in Pretoria, Atteridgeville. Nganako Pitori. I was very active. I always liked to engage in school activities. So not the sports, When I mean active, I mean actual books. I loved doing homework.
Were you a black girl geek and a black girl nerd? Yes, please.
Yes, so I love maths. You know, all of that. The things that people are saying, you know, young black girls don't like, or young black boys don't. I love maths. I still love it. You know, for me, it's always been a passion. I love opening books and reading and learning more. And so that's the kind of person I, you know, grew up to be. I went to varsity and I continued studying. I studied for 5 years.
What did you study in varsity?
So I studied computational and applied mathematics.
What is that?
So it's maths, but applying it to real world scenarios. Right, everyone always asks, what am I going to do with X plus Y equals Z? You know, but there's so much. Like, you know, everything that we do.
It's one of the universal truths,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, I absolutely.
Absolutely.
So coding also, it's maths. It's about logic. So once you love maths and understand, then what you're really loving is logic. And that can be applied to anything in life.
Wasn't the first coder ever a woman?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Ada Lovelace.
Yeah.
So that tells us a lot about that this is our space.
This is our space.
We should be in it and you belong in it.
So I went to what is it called? It was hosted by Standard Bank. I'm not name dropping, but it was All Stars event, which is all about pitching and all of Seed Stars, pitching and all of that. And apparently, if I'm I could be stand to be corrected, but the Rwandan currency on the note, it is black female coders. So let's research that and let's get back to that. Just to educate our future CEOs on there. The currency on the Rwandan banknote is kids coding.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Okay, so let's...
We should emulate that in South Africa.
Let's try and research, and I hope I'm right. Carry on, Azi.
So that's the thing for me. It's about how do we show young girls that they can be in the space. And there's a lot of different ways to do it. There's a lot of different organizations that are already doing it. And then now it becomes a question of impact, right? So the first step is to show them that there are women in the space, get them interested in it, you know, get their minds to think, this is something I can do. And then what? So it's important that we don't do one-day campaigns. You know, we go back and we start then engaging them on the long haul and making sure that in the next 10 years, we're not still talking about where are the women
where
in tech.
Where are the women in tech?
Right? Yeah. So we have to be intentional in how we approach it.
Yeah.
We have to be intentional in collaborating with other people.
And also, Z, it has to have viability and sustainability.
Correct.
You don't want girl code just to be here and then 10 years, you're like, you know, we're back to, you know, those stereotypes of gender roles, you know?
Correct. That's where support is very important. Support from the public as well as, you know, private sector. And pulling in different partners that have different skill sets that can make sure that this is a sustainable initiative. But what's also important, and I always get asked this, is we must be careful not to reverse the situation.
What do you mean by that?
So in 10 years' time, we don't want a situation where there's boys' code because suddenly the whole field is dominated by girls and boys are being left out. So while we try and empower girls, we need to make sure that boys are part of the conversation. They're part of the round table. Just like in the leadership position, we can't do it alone. So we're not saying, guys, we don't want your opinion. We don't want you there. We want them in the room. We want them to help us. We want them to help us give opportunities to young girls and other women to get on that level. What we really want is gender equality.
Absolutely, and collaborative effort.
Correct.
So you studied computational. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And applied mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough.
It was very tough. I won't even lie. So, you know, obviously, like I said, I loved math. I loved science when I was in varsity. And naturally, you know, my teachers then pointed me to do some sort of math degree. And I thought, okay, why not? Yeah, it was more than I expected. So there were a lot of, it wasn't an easy journey. You know, I think in first year, the first time I went from being an A student to getting 40s. You know, but what was important, and this is the support of my family, especially my mom and dad. It was like, yes, you're in a different situation now. You might not be getting the 80s, but it means you need to work harder. It means you need to push yourself beyond what you were doing when you were in high school. And it's so important that parents start encouraging, you know, their kids.
I know.
It's easy when your child is failing to say, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you? Encourage them, you know, figure out what is not working and what could be working. Work together with your child and really understand. And this was important, that not everybody learns the same way.
Absolutely.
Right? So for me, I figured out that actually learning on YouTube was working better than being in the classroom.
For real.
So I started every night, go to the labs, and I'd log on to YouTube and I'd watch Matt's videos.
Wow.
You know, and that picked up my marks. But in another situation, if someone was just saying, oh, this is not for you, you need to leave, then I wouldn't have made it as far as I have. So it's important for me, for parents, to really get involved in the education of their children and for us to really start being supportive and encouraging, you know, especially young girls to really like try things. Even if you fail, it's okay. Mm. It's okay to fail. Mm. Failure is not the end, you know. So how do you get up once you failed?
So when it comes to, you know, your organization, Girl Code, what has been the hardest thing in your passion and love for software development? And what structures have you put in place for these young girls to be supported?
Yeah. So for me, the most difficult thing is finding other people to go on the journey with you.
Absolutely.
You know, so you have this passion, you have this love, you want to do this
for
your
community. I'm one of those people.
Yes, I find you now. Yeah. So, you know, finding those people to really buy into your vision. And that's every entrepreneur's biggest challenge, right? Yeah. You know the potential of where this thing could go. You can already see 10 years, 20 years down the line. Mm. But then how do you start pulling in other people that could potentially help you to see the vision? That's the biggest challenge. But once you've done that, then it's about giving it your all.
So how far are you in with Girl Code? How many years?
So this is actually our fifth year.
Okay, amen.
thank you. So we've you know, really like stuck at it. And it's been difficult. I won't lie. I've spent a lot of my own money. And every entrepreneur will tell you, there comes a time where nobody else is believing. You kind of have to then say, I believe it in so much, I'm willing to invest my own money. And that's where my partners, Jeanette, Teu, and Tinyuka Simbine have been absolutely fantastic. We've been friends since high school, and they came on this
journey
with me.
Are they also smart girl nerds and smart girl
They're
geeks.
Smart girls, and they're doing amazing things. They're senior women in their industries, in their companies. And just the three of us, you know, they've been there, and they've believed in the vision that I had for Girl Code. And they've given as much as I have. So it's important to have those supporters.
And that trust.
And that trust, and people who are willing to give in their own money, their time, for something that only you can see, right? But believing that, no, whatever she's seeing must be great.
What's your vision for yourself and Girl Code?
So Zandi? Ultimate vision for Girl Code is to become a digital hub across Africa, where young girls can go and start learning coding. Where, you know, you don't necessarily have to spend 12 years learning all these other things for you to ultimately become a coder. You know, you can take someone now who's in grade 1, grade 2, and start teaching them.
I know.
Teaching them the skills, and they can start building so many amazing, innovative things.
Yeah.
That 12 years, we need to get out of that mindset that, I know for security matric, you need to have it, but let's be innovative.
And creative, yeah. Especially in our educational space.
Yes.
I know as power women, we wouldn't be the woman that we are or aspire to be without falling and failing and being in that gutter and mistakes. Tell me about your biggest mistake learned through this five-year journey.
Yeah, so there's so many mistakes.
Tell us the juiciest one, the hardest.
The juiciest one. So biggest mistake is not understanding finance.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will tell you, you need to, as much as you have a vision, you need to know how it's going to be executed, and you need to know how you're going to fund the execution of it. I think for us, we've spent a lot of money trying out different things and trying to execute things without really putting a proper plan behind it. And we've lost a lot of money as a result.
Mm, that's so painful.
It's very painful. It's very painful because
I know.
That money is not easy to come by, right? So whenever you have money, you need to make sure you maximize how you utilize it. So it's important from the get-go to know how much you need, what you need it for, and how you're going to sustain it. And it's easy to get money today, and then what about tomorrow? And then that's why a lot of entrepreneurs, you don't get a salary, and you spend years, you know,
absolutely,
in debt.
Absolutely.
So financial literacy as an entrepreneur absolutely.
And the difference between the personal and the business.
Correct. Yeah. It's also easy, right? You have a card, it's a business card.
I know.
To start swiping for petrol because you need petrol, or start, you know, food, or, you know, it's seeping into your personal life, which it shouldn't. because you're trying to grow something, so you need to make sure it's sustainable. Yeah.
What does it take to be a chairwoman? What does that mean? What is your role and responsibility as a chairwoman?
So firstly, it's a lot of sacrifice. You need to understand that you are leading people, right? So when you're leading people, you can't be seen as, I'm just going to relax, you guys do all the hard work. So you have to be there in it with them.
Through good and through bad.
Through good and all the bad and the struggle. You need to be there. And you need to be first in line. Whenever something is happening, whenever money is needed or something, you need to be the first hand up. You know, so it's...
What is the most important... Sorry to cut you off. What is the most important person in a professional sense that would be most advantageous to you right now in your business? What do you need most? What kind of person do you need most right now in your business as a chairwoman?
As a chairwoman, I need a very strong operational person. Right? My main focus is to get us clients, is to go out there and make sure that our name is known and people support us. But at the same time, I need someone who can operationally run GoCode, run the programs we're trying to run and expand. Because I obviously cannot do both, you know. So for me, a COO, if you were to use a professional term, is, I think, a person that we need the most.
So let's talk about your upcoming event.
Yeah.
What's going on there? What's going
that's
on?
Very exciting. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for you. Yes.
Yeah. So we're having our hackathon. This is the fifth hackathon that we're having in August, first weekend. So we're going to have it over the 4th to the 5th of August. And...
What's the premise? What is it about?
So the hackathon initially, you know, something we started to just showcase young women in the space. And it's just grown over the years where we're saying to companies, you're complaining that you don't have women in your, you know, IT spaces. Here they are, you know. So come invest in them, hire them into your corporate, give them buzzeries. And that's what it's about. It's about bringing together all these young, you know, females that are currently in varsity, college.
I was about to ask, so
yeah, and studying some sort of IT degree.
Okay.
Because you also want to showcase their talent and you want them to get recruited from these companies that sponsor the hackathon. So we're inviting all college and university girls that are studying IT, computer science, engineering.
Love.
Already have some coding background.
Yes.
To just come, network. It's happening in 3 cities, Joburg, Cape Town, Durban. Same weekend. So it's going to be insane. It's going to be absolutely mind-blowing. And the best part is obviously the winners will get to go to Amsterdam for Women in Tech Conference.
Oh.
For a whole week in November. So...
Apparently last time you took them to Silicon Valley.
Last year we took them to Silicon Valley for a week. I mean, you got to go to Facebook headquarters, we got to go to Google, we were at Cisco, we were one of the vice presidents of Cisco, who's a black woman, by the way,
unbelievable.
You know, was hosting us and sharing her wisdom and inspiration and how she got to that position, and goes back to having mentors, right? When you can speak to someone who's at that level and find out, how did you do it? How can I do it?
So if you're an entrepreneur and you know of a couple of girls who are already in the STEM space or coders but want to just improve, how do they apply for these workshops and hackathons?
Yeah.
Where do they go? Where do they find you?
Yeah, so we're online. Our Twitter is very active, so girlcode_ZA.
Yeah.
Also in Instagram, girlcode_ZA.
Yeah.
And then everything else is on our website,
okay.
girlcode.co.za. That's where you can find all the information.
Or if you're a big corporate or big private sector guru and mogul and you want to help us, we'll find you on those platforms.
Correct, yes.
So apparently, chairwoman of GirlCode, Ms. Kebine, is nominated for the Inspiring 50 hashtag CoCreateSA. If that's not a power woman, I don't know what is. Break that down.
Thank you. So that's a huge honor.
Yeah.
It started last year in South Africa, where it's a platform to recognize women in the space, right? There's so many women, but you know, the biggest issue is we don't know about them. We don't know what they're doing. And if we don't know, we can't collaborate. We can't amplify our voices. So I'm very grateful to be nominated. I think they're announcing the winners next month.
Women's Month.
Yes. So I'm excited. I'm just humbled to be, a part of, you know, a tribe of all these amazing women. And I'm glad that I can do my little part, you know, to make a difference in whatever girls that we impact, for me, it's a great honor, and I'm humbled by it. Yeah.
Okay, my next game is called Quickfire. So I'm going to say a word, and the first thing that pops into your head when I say the word, feminism.
So feminism for me is just about women empowering each other. You know, saying that we can do whatever a man can do.
Fourth Industrial Revolution.
Something that every woman and young girl should be part of. Technology is taking over. It's not going anywhere. So we need to make sure that we are equipped to be able to compete globally.
Love it. You are so smart. My gosh. Action against poverty. Last one.
So action against poverty is, again, using whatever resources we have to make sure that everyone gets uplifted. And for me, there's no better way to do it than technology. Technology is not just, you know, the coding that, you know, you do in a back room somewhere. Technology is your cell phone. You know, through your cell phone, you can already get economic opportunities. You can apply online. You can connect with people on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, let's start embracing technology and making sure that we empower ourselves through it.
Technology, we can use it as an enabler to tackle the UN sustainable goals. Yeah. Do you want to elaborate a little bit on
that? So that is our theme for this year's hackathon.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm definitely coming. Yes, tell us more.
Yeah, there are 17 sustainable goals, as you know, yeah. And it's a global call. You know, how do we start looking at gender equality? How do we start improving education? And for me, again, technology is what we need for this to happen. Technology is what's going to enable us, you know, as a community, as young women, to start creating solutions that are sustainable. And the sustainable goals, the 17 of them, it's a good start of how we start improving our society as a whole.
Okay, last 5 minutes. Are you having fun?
I'm having fun. This is so amazing.
You're amazing. And really, you know what, Future CEOs? So I basically stalked this woman on all platforms of social media because you know when teamwork and collaborations can take you places. They say if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far,
Go together.
And future CEOs and just being an aspiring power in myself, I think we can create magic together. In closing, Zandile Kedini. I swear, I salute. What is the best advice you've ever received?
Wow. It's quite simple. Never give up. You know, like, things will get hard. It's not always easy, but and this is from my mother. She just, don't give up. And she always tells me, you are the best version of you today. Tomorrow you can be better. So don't give up. You know, so for me, it keeps me going. And also knowing and having a vision of where I see myself, where I see my country and women, just keeps me passionate and willing to not give up when things are tough.
What are the core values and culture of your company, Girl Code?
Core values, teamwork. So you must understand that we're doing this for the betterment of our communities. Teamwork in terms of the girls themselves. So I always say to them, we mustn't forget that we are also trying to empower each other. It's not about going out there to a community and empowering them. I understand that we all come from different socioeconomic situations. So I want to empower you girls.
And also empower yourself. Yeah. You know what? I believe at the same time, we're businesswomen, Zandile, you know. So as much as we want to create opportunities for other girls, we also have to create our own opportunities.
Correct.
And that's through our network and collaborations.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So for me, making sure that my whole team is also inspired and, you know, they're passionate about what we're doing. And a good way that we're doing this is we're taking one of our own volunteers to Amsterdam with us. You know, so it's not just about the winners that we've given a platform to. It's, you've been volunteering for a whole year, giving up your time to make this better.
I'll be a volunteer then.
Yeah, so it's
social
it's
entrepreneurship. What did I like? Closing. What book do you recommend for future CEOs, for our future CEOs community?
Yeah, so because I'm in the tech space.
Yes, definitely.
Lean Startup is a good book. Just, you know, the principles. I love the principles there. But the book by Dr. Judith Lamini.
We love that. Which one is it? Equal but Different?
Equal but Different.
Girl.
Yes. So
what did you love about that book?
So, I mean, the stories that I read there. Quick story, last 2 seconds.
Please do, it's yours.
I got a call So I'm like, hello. Like, hi, you're speaking to Judy. I'd like to donate my book to you and your volunteers. So I'm like, okay, no problem. Thanks, Judy. Just send me the details and I'll come get it. Bear in mind, it's a hectic day, so I have no idea. Okay, it's just Judy. Okay, she sends me the address. Even then, I'm not paying attention. When I get them, like, wait a minute.
OMG.
Like, I got a call from Dr. Judy Dlamini recognizing what we do and saying she wants to contribute.
That is incredible.
It was amazing. You know, and in the book, so she signed it for all of us and she just said, like, you're doing amazing work and just keep going.
Now that is girl power.
Yeah, exactly. So women, let's come together like that and let's support each other.
Is girl power. So when you want to leave us with something to carry us through, whether we are in the tech or digital space or not, whether we want to be or whether we know another black woman entrepreneur is interested in that, what advice would you, Zandile, give future CEOs?
So I actually want to say a name of a song. It's Be Still. There's going to be really tough times. And the song says, be still and know that I'm here. And that means that sometimes you have to give yourself up to a higher power. And you just have to be still and listen. Because you might be getting all these signs that you're missing because you're so busy. You're trying to get everything done. And you're an entrepreneur and you need to be on the move. But it's important to just be still and know that I am here. And I think that can get you through anything.
Wow, future CEOs, that was the out of this world, literally, Zandile Kebine, chairwoman of Girl Code, taking action against poverty, through technology. Thank you so much. You enjoy your space with time
Thank you for having me. This is amazing. I love your energy. This is fantastic. And I hope more women, you know, start doing these kind of collaborations because we can achieve so much more.
You know what? It's always about teamwork and collaborations and uplifting each other. When somebody else is being recognized of doing a great work, we can really and truly and authentically create magic together. From me, Hlubimboyo Arnold, that is our power session for this week on Future CEOs. Good luck with all your entrepreneurial decisions and visions and journeys, and God bless.
Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.